Unless you've gone through it yourself, it's hard to comprehend losing a child. And imagine if that death could have been avoided. One mother hopes the next hearing of the Disability Royal Commission will prevent other families experiencing what she has. As Disability Affairs reporter Naz Campanella explains, this week's inquiry will examine cases of abuse and neglect in disability accommodation.
The memories of Sophia Nisko are always front and centre for her mother Nella.
Sophia was a young person with such cheekiness, and she was very social even with her quite physical disabilities.
Sophia lived with profound disabilities and would often put things in her mouth. The teenager needed one-on-one support, but in 2017 she was left unsupervised by staff in an Adelaide respite facility. Sophia choked on a latex glove and died. An inquest found her death was preventable, and Nella Nisko says change is needed across the sector.
What I'm wanting is some changes around support workers and their communication styles and the way that they're trained.
Nella Nisko has shared her story in a private session with the Disability Royal Commission. The inquiry will this week look at cases of abuse and neglect in disability accommodation like group homes in South Australia. The President of People with Disability Australia, Sam Connor, says it's about time providers of those services were put under the microscope.
I think firstly we need to shine a light on segregation of people with disability. When people are away from the world, when you don't have eyes on people, that's when things happen. I would really like to see some of these providers come up to the stand and be asked the questions that we've had for many, many years. And, you know, really just to call people to account, because if this happened to non-disabled people, they would be.
One of the cases the Royal Commission will look at is that of Adelaide woman Anne-Marie Smith, who lived with cerebral palsy. The 54-year-old died in 2020 from profound septic shock and multiple organ failure. Police believed she may have spent up to a year in the same cane chair. Sam Connor says the South Australian cases aren't isolated.
When we're looking at multiple other states where some of those circumstances are replicated, these things just shouldn't have happened, and they just keep happening over and over again.
Nella Nisko says hearing about Anne-Marie Smith's death was re-traumatising.
When I heard the story, I thought, no, not again. Different organisation not treating our people with disabilities with respect and kindness and duty of care.
But she's hopeful the Royal Commission will lead to change.
What I want is for this to never happen again, to be able to have all of our community with disabilities to live in a safe environment, to be able to enjoy life as every other human being is able to enjoy life. As parents, we're not going to be there forever, so we need to ensure that whatever happens in their future, they're going to be safe.
That's parent Nella Nisko, ending that report from Naz Campanella.